أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We've been looking at the life of the Prophet and we've divided it into four sections. We've looked at the first section, which was from birth to Ba'that, or 0 to 40 years, Ba'that being when the first revelations were revealed. And we've also looked at the way that that can be applied to our lives in the form of learning. So today we start with the next section, which is from Ba'that to Hijrah, in other words, from revelation to migration, which is 13 years in Makkah, and that's from the age of 40 to 53. We find that the first four people who were Muslims were Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, there was Zayd, who was the Prophet's adopted son, and Abu Bakr ibn Kahafa. Within the next 3 years, there was a group of 30 who came together and accepted Islam, and they used to meet at the house of Al-Arqam ibn Abul ibn al, or rather Al-Arqam al-Makhdhimi, who was known as one of the chiefs of the Quraysh. But he had a house near Mount Safa, and his house was known as Dar al-Islam, or the House of Islam. And they used to meet here and listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, getting more and more enthralled by this man. One of these people was a young man called Ammar. And when Ammar relates what the Prophet has said one day to his mom and dad Yasir and Sumayya, it was the time when the ayah was revealed of Surah At-Taqwir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And the newborn infant girl child will say on the day of Qiyamah, for what sin was I buried? Sumayya recognizes this as a practice that was wrong, because she had been saved from being buried by her mother, who had given her away to her aunt and telling her father that the child had died. And it resonated within her when she heard about a man who professed such mercy. And immediately we find that Yasir and Sumayya accept Islam. And this is the first household, both of them and their two sons, were the first family who accepted Islam as a whole. Well, for 3 years there were these few people who would sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after 3 years, the ayah of Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26, ayah 214, was revealed. وَعَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your near relations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was 13 at the time, Ya Ali, get some food in the form of grain, a leg of goat and some milk. And he invited all the family of Abdul Muttalib. There were 40 people, including his Imam Ali's father, Abu Talib, Hamza, Abbas, and Abu Lahab. And when they came to this dinner, to this invitation, he said, eat in the name of Allah. The food was only enough for one, but yet all ate and all were filled. And when he said the name Allah, Abu Lahab said, he has bewitched you. Well, they went home. And the next day, the Prophet said, Ya Ali, again, we will invite these people, but now we will invite the sons of Abdul Muttalib. The Prophet stood up after they had eaten and he said that I have brought to you blessings of this world and the next. I have been appointed by the Creator to call you to him. Therefore, who will help me in this cause? And the little 13-year-old boy stands up and the Prophet sits him down. He stands up again and the Prophet sits him down. And the third time he says, this is Ali, my brother, my wazir, my successor. Listen to him and obey him. And those who were there teased Abu Talib, laughing at him, telling him, now you have to listen to your own son. And they leave there, most of them, mocking the Prophet. Soon after that, the ayah for public disclosure was revealed. This is Surah number 15, ayah 94, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَعَ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ وَأَعْرِذَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Now declare openly and turn aside from those who associate others with God. Now, the Prophet ﷺ goes to the Kaaba and proclaims the oneness of God. And this just incensed the Quraysh. They were absolutely furious. This new movement that they had sort of heard about, rumors about, they had sort of dispelled as something that was just starting, was now a threat to their authority, and they retaliated violently. The Prophet ﷺ was subjected to verbal abuse, his followers with physical torture. The Yasir and Sumayya that we talked about, the parents of Ammar Yasir, were murdered when they refused to accept the idols of the Kaaba as God. Bilal the Muadhin was tortured with hot rocks placed on him. He was beaten, all because he kept on saying, Ahadun Ahad, one, the one. And the media machine of the Quraysh came into play. It portrayed that this man, this Muhammad, was a madman. He was a poet, he was a magician. The madman so that children would taunt him and run away from him. The poet so that men would keep away. And magician so that women would keep away. Persecution increased so much. And the question we have to ask is why? Because the ayah that was revealed to him as to spreading Islam was Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, ayah 125. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Call to the way of your Rabb with wisdom and with good exhortations. And when you have debates with them, debate in the best of manners. This Prophet was a man of Rahmah, the very man they called Sadiq and Amin. Yet there was something that they could not take. What was it that incensed them so much that they persecuted Muhammad and his followers? And the key to this is the stance of equality. When the Quran says, in Surah Al-Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, we have created you from one man and one woman. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا, and made you into tribes and communities so that you recognize each other. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the most honored with you in the eyes of Allah is the one who is the most God-conscious. And that's what they couldn't take, the equality between slave and master in the eyes of God, between man and woman. That is something they couldn't take, between Arab and non-Arab. And that just incensed them. So the persecution was stepped up. And when it became so relentless, the Prophet ﷺ advised a group of his followers under the leadership of his cousin Ja'far ibn Abu Talib to migrate to Abyssinia. This is in Ethiopia, whose king was a righteous king called Najashi. Over 100 Muslims reached safely, including Uthman ibn Affan and his wife Ruqayya. Now, when the Quraysh found out that this is where the Muslims had gone, that incensed them a lot as well. So they sent a deputation to demand their deportation. When the king heard their demands, he said, I will listen to all of you together. He called the Muslims into his court with the deputies that the Quraysh had sent. And he asked Ja'far ibn Abu Talib what their crime was. And Ja'far said, we were an ignorant and idolatrous people. We did not avoid eating the dead bodies. We indulged in bad deeds. We had no respect for our neighbors. The weak and the helpless were oppressed by the strong. We quarreled and we fought with our own family people. We spent a long time in this manner, till a person from amongst us, who had a brilliant and pure past, rose up and invited us, under the commandment of God, to worship the one and only God, and declared the praise of idols to be despicable. He also ordered us to return the things entrusted to us by others, to avoid impurities, to behave well with our family members and neighbors, and to shun bloodshed, to shun unlawful contacts, false evidence, usurpation of the property of orphans, and attributing lowliness or bad deeds to women. He ordered us to pray, to fast, to pay taxes on our wealth, to give to the poor. We believed in him. We occupied ourselves in the praise and worship of the one God. We consider that which he has declared lawful to be lawful. However, the Quraysh have behaved with us cruelly. They've tortured us day and night so that we may leave our faith, revert to the worship of stones and idols, and do all sorts of evil deeds. We resisted them for quite a time, till our energy was exhausted. Despaired of our life and property, we were asked by Muhammad to take refuge in Ethiopia to save our faith. The fame of the justice of the ruler of Ethiopia attracted us like magnets, and now we also have perfect faith in his justice. This impressed Najashi, and he said, "Read something from the heavenly book of your prophet." And Ja'far recited some verses from Surah Maryam. He continued reciting them, explaining the viewpoint of Islam about Sayyida Maryam. And as he was reciting, the king and the bishops began to cry loudly. Their beards and the pages of the books they had, which were lying open before them, became wet with their tears. Silence prevailed in the assembly, and the king said, "The words of their prophet and that which Prophet Jesus brought have come from one and the same source of life, light." And he turns towards the deputation by the Quraysh and he said, "Begone, I will never surrender them to you." It is in this same year that the migration happened that we have the birth of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam. It is narrated that the Prophet was asked to meditate for 40 days and asked to partake of food from heaven, after which Fatima was conceived. And Khadija, her mother, used to say that, "I perceived a fragrance around me all the time I was carrying Fatima." And inshallah, we shall continue with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at the second section, the period in Makkah, which is from Revelation up to Hijra, a period of persecution, a period that I've deemed living, because we have to live what we have realized who we are. In other words, we have to live our creed in order to be able to call ourselves those who are trying to reach their full potential.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.